The moment I stepped into the entryway, the door before me rolled open. A young maid, kneeling on the raised floor inside, gazed down at me. She must have heard my wooden shoes on the stone. She was dressed in a beautiful dark blue kimono with a simple pattern in gray. A year earlier, I would have taken her to be the young mistress of such an extravagant place, but now, after my months in Gion, I recognized at once that her kimono, though more beautiful than anything in Yoroido, was far too simple for a geisha or for the mistress of a tea house, and of course, her hairstyle was plain as well. Still, she was far more elegant than I was, and looked down at me with contempt.
"Go to the back," she said.
"Hatsumomo has asked that—"
"Go to the back,"
she said again, and rolled the door shut without waiting for me to reply. The rain was falling more heavily now, so I ran, rather than walked, down a narrow alley alongside the tea house. The door to the back entrance rolled open as I arrived, and the same maid knelt there waiting for me. She didn't say a word, but just took the shamisen case from my arms.
"Miss," I said, "may I ask, can you tell me where the Miyagawa Cho district is?"
"Why do you want to go there?"
"I have to pick up something."
She gave me a strange look, but then told me to walk along the river until I had passed the Minamisa Theater, and I would find myself in Miyagawa Cho. I decided to stay under the eaves of the tea house until the rain stopped. As I stood looking around, I discovered a wing of the building visible between the slats of the fence beside me. I put my eye to the fence and found myself looking across a beautiful garden at a window of glass. Inside, a lovely tatami room, bathed in orange light, a party of men and geisha sat around a table scattered with sake cups and glasses of beer. Hatsumomo was there too, and a bleary-eyed old man who seemed to be in the middle of a story. Hatsumomo was amused about something, though evidently not by what the old man was saying. She kept glancing at another geisha with her back to me. I found myself remembering the last time I had peered into a tea house with Mr. Tanaka's little daughter, Kuniko, and began to feel that same sense of heaviness I'd felt so long ago at the graves of my father's first family, as if the earth were pulling me down toward it. A certain thought was swelling in my head, growing until I couldn't ignore it any longer. I wanted to turn away from it, but I was as powerless to stop that thought from taking over my mind as the wind is to stop itself from blowing. So I stepped back and sank onto the stone step of the entryway, with the door against my back, and began to cry. I couldn't stop thinking about Mr. Tanaka. He had taken me from my mother and father, sold me into slavery, sold my sister into something even worse. I had taken him for a kind man. I had thought he was so refined, so worldly. What a stupid child I had been. I would never go back to Yoroido, I decided. Or if I did go back, it would only be to tell Mr. Tanaka how much I hated him.